Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Caroline, Willie, and D-Maze. 1025-1063, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We are live from The Game studio, sponsored by Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Willie Donick will join us in 1 hour, as well as Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet, who will join us in 1 hour. But I want to get to this, C-Mace, because I think that two of the most iconic duo, or one of the most iconic duos, two of the most iconic figures in sports and sports talk are headed for a breakup. So I think we all know at this point, Skip Bayless sent out a tweet on Monday Night Football that was not received very well, and rightfully so. Skip Bayless tweeted out right whenever Damar Hamlin hit the ground and whenever everybody was wondering, is he okay? Is he going to make it through? How's his family? How is the team reacting when we're all watching these incredibly jarring reactions and tears from Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen and Sean McDermott? Whenever we're looking at these reactions, and I know I can speak for myself, my heart dropped and I was nauseous watching what was going on. And amidst of all of that, Skip Bayless tweets basically about, where does the NFL go from here in such a high-stakes game? How can they afford to not play this game, looking at the playoff implications? Mm-hmm. And finishes that tweet saying, which suddenly seems so insignificant now. Now, that was on Monday night. On Tuesday, on Skip and Shannon, on Undisputed, on FS1, Shannon Sharp was not on the show. He returned on Wednesday and started the show like this.
I'm Jen Hale. That is Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Guys, good to see you. Shannon, I understand you have something you want to share this morning.
Good morning, yes. Good
morning.
There's been a lot of speculation of why I wasn't on air yesterday, and I won't get into speculation or conjecture or innuendo, but I will say this. In watching that game on Monday night, what happened to Damar Hamlin struck me a little different. As a brotherhood in the NFL, when injuries happen, when we know injuries are a part of the game, I've seen guys suffer ACLs and Achilles tear, but I've never seen anybody have to be revived and fight for their life on the field. So it struck me a little differently because I remember seeing my brother paralyzed on the field temporarily, and he was able to regain focus. Skip tweeted something, and although I disagree with the tweet, and hopefully Skip would take it down, but I didn't want it.
Well, time out. I'm not going to take it down because okay. I stand by what I tweeted.
Skip, let me finish.
All right, okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Go ahead, let's go, Jen.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot even get through a monologue without you interrupting me.
Well,
you could have came back. Skip,
well, I thought,
Skip, just let me. I was just going to say, Skip, I didn't want to yesterday to get into a situation where Damar Hamlin was the issue. We should have been talking about him and not get into your tweet. That's what I was going to do. But you can't even let me finish my opening monologue without you interrupting.
Okay. I was under the impression you weren't going to bring this up because nobody here had a problem with that tweet.
No. Clearly, the bosses wanted you to offer explanations, so clearly somebody
No, they did not have... Nobody...
Let's go, Jen.
Thoughts and prayers remain with Damar Hamlin.
That's where the focus should have been, and
continues.
Not on a football game. Yes, let's go, Jen. Thank you.
As he continues his fight. All right, gentlemen, let's jump into our first topic. Let's talk a little...
Okay, so Undisputed, and to be completely honest with you, whether you like the show or not, that's beside the point. I don't watch this show very frequently, but I think that we all understand and know we're not strangers to the fact that this show always has a lot of tension and there's a lot of back and forth and friendly banter. But that is the most uncomfortable and very clearly strained conversation that I've seen between Skip and Shannon. I have my thoughts on it, but D-Mace, I want to ask you this. Who's right?
It's hard to say, you know, who's right, who's wrong in this situation. Let's just lay it out. And, you know, our listeners and callers can decide whether who was right or who was wrong. Skip, in the midst of what was going on, Skip put a tweet out that I'm sure a lot of people were thinking after a while, like, man, like, this has never happened. How is the, I hope the young man's okay and everything. How are they going to make up this game? They should make it up, you know? How are they going to do it? What's going on? This never happened in the NFL before. Like, they should just not play it. Just call a game and don't play it no more. But then what does that do to other teams? Like, this is something that we've never seen before. I'm sure after the initial, you know, him going down, him being put in the ambulance, and then him moving, you know, them taking him to the hospital. Because at that point, we don't know anything. But what we do know is this. How does the league make this up? Or if they will make it up at all. People are thinking this. But Skip just chose to say it out loud. And say it on a platform that millions of people can read it or hear it. Does that make him wrong or right? I don't know. Would I have done it at that particular moment? Probably not. But that doesn't mean that he was wrong for putting that out. Just because you didn't like it doesn't mean it was wrong. You know? And, okay, so you put that in its place. You and Skip have been doing a show for, what has been it? 2 or 3 years now they've been doing the show, probably longer than that. I'm sure there are things that you said, Shannon, that really got underneath Skip's skin, like bad, like really bad, that he probably didn't want to talk to you. He probably didn't want to see you, but he came and he did his job. And I'm sure there are things that Skip said that made you upset. But what did you do? You came in and you did your job. Here's my thing. You said you wanted it to be all about Hamlin. And you're right. It should have been. But the minute you decided not to bring your anus to work, then you made it about you. You took away Hamlin and what he was going through. And you made it about you. The arrogance made it about you. You could have been upset and just called Skip. You know, you talk about a brotherhood. You and Skip got a brotherhood on that show. Again, we don't know what happened. I'm saying this as if he didn't call Skip or he didn't send a text to Skip. If you didn't do that, you should have and explained yourself over the phone instead of not coming into work. You know, there are a lot of things that I didn't like about my brothers on the football field in practice. I've gotten into it with guys. Blaine Bishop and I, we fought before the Super Bowl. Did I not then say, I'm mad at Blaine. I'm not showing up for the game. Well, yeah, you are. You better. See, he got too much in his feelings, Shannon Sharp. He always talking about everybody else. He got too much in his feelings. And I'm only saying this based upon if he didn't call Skip and let him know. If he chose to just not come, then that's wrong. Because now you took the focus off of Hamlin and you put it on you. Because when you come back, what is everybody going to be saying? Ooh, I wonder how this is going to go. Shannon didn't show up at the show today. I mean, yesterday. Ooh, how is this? This is going to be explosive. Is anybody thinking about Hamlin? No. No. So if you would have came to where he brought your ass to work that day and discussed it on air like a grown-up, then it would have been done. But you chose to do what a child would do and walk away without discussing it like an adult. That's if you didn't call Skip and explained to him that you wasn't going to show up at the show. It seemed like Skip didn't know. You know, so be a grown-up. Show up and talk it out. You know? People always say, I'm a man, I'm a grown-up. Well, act like one, damn it. Show up at the show. If I get upset with Caroline, which I probably never will, but if I get upset with Caroline, I ain't going to say, Chase, I ain't coming in today. Chase going to be like, yes, you are. You're going to come in, you're going to air whatever grievances you have with Caroline. If you didn't air it to, you know, if you didn't talk to her off air, oh, y'all going to talk about it. You ain't going to just not show up at work. Who does that? To me, it's just, you could be mad. People, if y'all hated Skip, you're going to hate him. You're going to find any reason to hate Skip Bayless. I'm not a big Skip Bayless fan, but I'm not going to sit there and try to find reasons to hate the man. Y'all find reasons to hate him. Just admit it. You hate him. And any little thing you can do to make sure that continues, you're going to do. Because if Shannon Sharp would have did that, y'all wouldn't have said a damn thing. Y'all should be getting on Shannon Sharp for not showing up to work and acting like a kid. Instead of praising him, y'all are praising a man that didn't show up for work and was crying like a baby. Y'all praising that? Seriously? This is what our world has come to? Damn it.
Are you on Skip's side?
I'm not really on anybody's side, but...
Pick one.
I can't, because my thing is that's their thing. Would I have tweeted did I see anything wrong with his tweet? No, because a lot of people were thinking that. Would I have tweeted it at that time? No, I wouldn't have, considering what was going on. Would I have not come into work like Shannon? No. Would I have called Skip if I was that upset with him or text him like, dude, what are you doing? Yes. But I wouldn't have then said, I'm not coming to work. I'm Shannon Sharp. Well, I'm Derek Mason. I ain't coming to work.
I think you are on Skip's side.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, like, you call a spade a spade. Again, I wouldn't have tweeted what Skip tweeted. I wouldn't have. But also, I would have showed up to work and aired out my grievances on air, because you know what that would have done? Everybody would have been watching. Our ratings would have been poof. They probably were anyway the other day because of what doing. But just think. If y'all get into it on air, isn't that what matter ratings? In some realms, isn't that what matter? And if y'all get into it on air, how many people are watching? I'm just saying. Again, I'm not on anybody's side, but I wouldn't have tweeted what Skip tweeted, even though I didn't see anything wrong with it. And I wouldn't have just left work or not shown up to work, even though I would have been upset. He had a right to be upset. But show up and air it out. Be a grown up. Again, everybody's talking about, I'm a grown person. I'm a grown woman. I'm a grown man. Well, do grown man and grown woman things. Show up to work, air your grievances, and move on.
D-Base doesn't want to say it. I think he's on Skip's side.
No, I'm not on anybody's side.
I'll share what side I'm on coming up next. Plus your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025. Caroline, Willie, D-Base, 1025, 1063, The Game.
I'm Jen Hale. That is Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp. Guys, good to see you. Shannon, I understand you have something you want to share this morning.
Good morning, yes. Good
morning.
There's been a lot of speculation of why I wasn't on air yesterday, and I won't get into speculation or conjecture or innuendo, but I will say this. In watching that game on Monday night, what happened to DeMar Hamlin struck me a little different. As a brotherhood in the NFL, when injuries happen, when we know injuries are a part of the game, I've seen guys suffer ACLs and Achilles tear, but I've never seen anybody have to be revived and fight for their life on the field. So it struck me a little differently, because I remember seeing my brother paralyzed on the field temporarily, and he was able to regain focus. Skip tweeted something, and although I disagree with the tweet, and hopefully Skip would take it down, but I didn't want it.
Well, time out. I'm not going to take it down, because okay, I stand by what I tweeted.
Skip, let me finish.
All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
Go ahead. Let's go, Jen.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot even get through a monologue without you interrupting me.
Well,
you could have came back. Skip,
well, I thought.
Skip, just let me. I was just going to say, Skip, I didn't want to yesterday to get into a situation where DeMar Hamlin was the issue. We should have been talking about him and not get into your tweet. That's what I was going to do. But you can't even let me finish my opening monologue without you interrupting.
Okay. I was under the impression you weren't going to bring this up, because nobody here had a problem with that tweet.
No. Clearly, the bosses wanted you to offer explanation. So clearly, somebody.
No, they did not have. Nobody.
Let's go, Jen.
Thoughts and prayers remain with DeMar Hamlin.
That's where the focus should have been, and not on the football game. Yes, let's go, Jen. Thank you.
As he continues his fight. All right, gentlemen, let's jump into our first topic. Let's talk a little.
There you go. That was Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless on Undisputed yesterday. And D-Mace isn't going to say it, but I'm going to say it for D-Mace. D-Mace is on Skip Bayless' side, and I know that probably tastes like vinegar coming out of his mouth. He's on Skip Bayless' side. D-Mace says Shannon Sharp should have showed up for work. And look, D-Mace, I don't disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Sharp showed up to Undisputed yesterday and said, I didn't come on the show on Tuesday because I wanted the conversation to be about DeMar Hamlin. Well, Shannon, the second that you decided not to be on your chair on the show on Tuesday morning, you made it about Shannon Sharp. You made the conversation about where is Shannon? Is Shannon mad at Skip? You opened speculation and you made the speculation about you and not about the situation at hand. I don't disagree with you, but I have to say I'm on Shannon's side. Shannon should have come to work on Tuesday. I'm with you.
It's your turn.
And I want to get to your calls and your texts on this. I see your calls lining up. I want to share my thoughts and we'll get to your calls and your thoughts. I'm on Shannon's side. Shannon should have showed up for work on Tuesday. That's why Shannon is in the wrong. Shannon made a mistake. Skip Bayless also made a mistake with the timing of his tweet. And I want to get into his tweet. We'll get into that. But I think that Skip Bayless's decision to interrupt Shannon Sharp while he was giving his piece, while he said, hey, look, I couldn't come to work on Tuesday, and he didn't want to get into why he didn't come to work on Tuesday. I think there are two reasons why. One is he was so mad at Skip for his tweet. Which, grow up and talk about it, be a grown-up. Two could be, you know, he was really shaken up by what he saw. Shannon Sharp gets into his personal experience with that. His brother, Sterling Sharp, was paralyzed on the field. I understand that. That probably brought back a lot of really uncomfortable emotions. Maybe a little bit of post-traumatic stress of, man, that just brought back really uncomfortable thoughts of something where I thought I was going to lose my own brother. So I thought that Shannon had every right to have the floor to explain why he wasn't there, which he didn't want to, he didn't get into, to explain why he disagreed with Skip Bayless and why he felt the need to take off on Tuesday. I think that he should have had the floor. Skip had an entire day on Tuesday to address everything that went on. Skip had an entire day on Tuesday to address his tweet, to address what he said, to address how the NFL handled it. Skip had his day. Give Shannon at least a couple of minutes. How dare you interrupt him and what he's saying and talking about his emotions and what he went through? How dare you make this his monologue about his feelings and his emotions about you and your tweet? I don't blame Shannon for being so frustrated with Skip Bayless. Could they have handled it better? Yes. Shannon Sharp could have showed up to work on Tuesday. But I also think Skip Bayless could have given Shannon the time to air his grievances. Give him the floor. Don't make it about you, Skip. It's always about you. Give Shannon his peace. I'm on Shannon's side here. But let's get into your thoughts. Whose side are you on? Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tyron is up next. What's up, Tyron?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Going good.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, the timing was bad, Skip. I mean, just, you know, minutes after everything happened, I wouldn't have tweeted that then because who cares about football? You just want this kid to live and be fine. So the timing was bad. And Shannon, you know, he should have showed up, you know, not coming to work the next day and Skip doing the whole show by himself. That's just not being professional. They make millions of dollars doing these shows. So he should have showed up. And I agree with D. Mace, you know, aired it out and then moved on. So the timing was bad, but Skip is who he is. I mean, this is who Skip is. I mean, this is the way he's wired. This is why he's a television star. This is why he makes the millions of dollars. And this is why he believes all these sometimes idiotic takes he does. He believes them. It's real. It's not fake. You know, I mean, I remember, and it got brought up a few days ago where in the Washington Post, he told his wife, "You'll never matter to me more than my job." I mean, this is his DNA. So Shannon knows what he's dealing with, and Shannon knows what he's getting into. So he should have been a grown-up and aired it out on the show. Would have been must-see TV, brought out more ratings. It would have been better to do it that way than to go about it the way he was. Now, Skip was inappropriate for interrupting him. I mean, you at least need to let the guy have 5 minutes and let him address what was going on in his mind and what he was thinking. But at the end of the day, Shannon Sharp, he rubs me the wrong way a lot of times. He's a bullhead, and sometimes he's flat-out ignorant. So I call it a wash. That's what I call it,
Thanks for your call, Tyron. And I think that's fair. I think that equally those two were immature.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Sharp, I think, was immature for not showing up to work on Tuesday. And also without at least addressing, hey, this is why I'm not going to be here of me and my family just went through this at a point in time, and it really brought out a really difficult time that I went through. I need to take a day off. And I think everybody in America would have understood that, but he didn't do that. Instead, he decided to just not address it at all, which address it. Explain why you didn't show up. Skip was immature for interrupting Shannon Sharp. It's not about you right now. Give him some time. You want to defend yourself and defend your tweet? You had all the time in the world. Mm-hmm. It's Shannon's time to speak right now.
Yeah, that's the part. You know, if you want to, if you want to correct him about, you know, whether upper management wanted you to clarify your tweet or disliked your tweet, whatever it may have been, then you should have waited till Shannon was finished. Wrote it down like you always do, and, you know, Shannon does, I'm sure. Write it down so you don't forget it, and then let Shannon finish, and then say what you need to say after that. But to interrupt him makes it seem as if you don't care about what he's trying to convey to the millions of listeners that y'all bring in every morning to watch your show. So Skip was wrong in that respect. Like, let him get out what he want to say. You may not agree with everything that he's saying. Let him get it out, and then you address it from there. And he didn't. So now you have this, you know, this back and forth. Both of them got egos. Mm-hmm. Let's not, you know, sit here and act as if Shannon's ego just isn't as big or even bigger than Skip's ego. I think
that's
it's bigger than
show
Skip's ego.
Works.
Exactly. I think it's bigger than Skip's ego. And sometimes rightfully so. Okay. You see the skins he have on the wall in regards to Shannon, then Skip, you would lean more towards Shannon in some respects when you're talking a game of football anyway. But I go back to, would I have tweeted that at that particular time? No. Was I thinking, what is the league going to do after I saw the ambulance go off, his mom get in the car, and there was no more information to give? So everybody's just, now everybody's, you know, their minds are going like, what's going to happen? You know, what's this? They say that, you know, idle hands are the devil's workshop, because you're not doing nothing. I just got to do something. Mm-hmm. And typically when you do that, it's going to be wrong. Well, we were sitting there when we didn't have any information, and everybody was thinking whatever they were thinking. Some people were thinking about Hamlin. Majority of the people were. Some people were thinking, well, how in the league is going, how will the league, you know, address this? And some people were thinking both. Like, I hope this young man is okay, but how is the league going to address this? Because right. This never happened before. And nobody's wrong, but Skip chose to say it out loud. Again, would I have done that? Probably not. But I was thinking it too. I'm not going to sit here and say and be some liar and say, well, I was just thinking solely about Hamlin. I was thinking about Hamlin. My heart was breaking just watching him. The feelings that I had, knowing that my mom has been in the stands many a times watching me play. Mm-hmm. And just to think her not knowing anything but watching me just lay there lifeless. So how would my mom think? All of these emotions went through me. The emotions of what would the NFL do? What are they going to do? Because this never happened. So, again, he wasn't wrong by his thought, but maybe he should have held off a little bit longer on that tweet. But then, Shannon, two wrongs don't make it right. I know your mama told you that. You not showing up for work don't make it any better, because you first thing you come on, I didn't want to make it about me. Well, damn it. You did. So I don't know what were you thinking? Like, okay, if I sit out, this ain't about me. The minute you chose not to walk through that door, the minute your alarm went off and you chose to hit snooze and go back to bed, you made it about you.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to get into your calls, your texts, your thoughts. Skip and Shannon, who's in the right? I say Shannon. D-Mace ain't going to say it, but D-Mace thinks Skip is right. What would our tiebreaker say? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. And hey, the Preds have a game tomorrow night, and it is your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by TJ Anderson Homes of Benchmark Realty and Superbook Sports. If you correctly guess a Preds player that scores a goal in the game tomorrow night, you will win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. So participate in Pick to Click tomorrow morning at 8:45 with Robbie and Rex Road. I want to get back into your calls, your thoughts on Skip versus Shannon. Who's right? But I am on Shannon's side. D-Mace, you're on Skip's side.
I'm on the side of right, whatever that is. I'm on the side of a spade is a spade. So
he's
whatever that
side.
Is.
He's on Skip's side.
So whatever that is, it
Skip
is.
Side. What do you think Willie would think?
Ooh, Coach Willie.
He's our tiebreaker.
I think Coach Willie would, he would say, I wouldn't have tweeted what Skip tweeted, but Shannon should have showed up for work.
You don't think he'd take a side?
I don't, no, not Coach Willie. He's not. Would Willie take a side? In a sense, I guess he would. Mm-hmm. He would take the side of what he believes is right. So if he believed that Shannon should have showed up for work, then, you know, he says that. If he believes that Skip shouldn't have tweeted that, which I think that's what Willie would believe. Mm-hmm. Shannon, you should have showed up for work. You shouldn't have tweeted that, especially not right then and there. So he would have said, y'all both were wrong, in a sense. Like, I'm not agreeing with any one of y'all, but both of y'all were wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm essentially saying sort of the same thing. Like, I wouldn't have did what you did. I can't say that it was wrong because a lot of people were thinking it, but they didn't want to then allow my thought to be read by millions of people.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking it, but I don't want you to know I'm thinking it. And Shannon, there are probably people that said, yeah, I probably wouldn't have wanted to show up for work, but man, you got to show up.
Right.
You got to be there. Mm-hmm. Like, you would have showed up on a football field. You know, you would have been there the next day at practice, wouldn't you? Yeah, so this is your work now. So show up, air it out, and be done with it. So.
And Willie will join us in 25 minutes. We'll get Willie's thoughts on this Skip versus Shannon, who's right, who's wrong. But I do think Willie, and we haven't talked to Willie about this explicitly, I think mm-hmm. Willie would have hated Skip Bayless's tweet.
Of course.
Because I think that we talked with Willie a lot about, you know, with Uri Fisher mm-hmm. and what happened almost 20 years ago now. And he mentioned how he learned so much from how that situation was handled from a broadcast side of it wasn't taken seriously or it wasn't approached with compassion or empathy. It was more so approached with, you know, almost like in a joking matter, mm-hmm. at least from the way that it was covered. So I think that he may have looked at the Skip Bayless tweet in the way of you aren't treating this situation, which is a very terrifying situation of somebody fighting for their life with a family confused and scared of what's going on with their loved one, and you're tweeting about something that seems so insignificant. Mm-hmm. And even though Skip Bayless, you know, ended his tweet with, which all seems so insignificant now mm-hmm. in terms of playoff seeding and the playoffs in general, it still is, you know, somebody with a massive platform mm-hmm. tweeting about something that he admits it seems so insignificant, but it was something that was distracting from the human element mm-hmm. of empathy. And you're not treating this situation with the grace and feeling that it deserves. I do think that Willie would think that. But again, Willie joins us in 25 minutes, so we'll get his thoughts on that.
Carolyn, because I looked at his tweet. And can you just, do you have the tweet on your computer that I can look at? Because I don't want to read
it
verbatim.
Yeah.
But when I was looking at the tweet and, you know, I said, had he changed one word in this tweet, mm-hmm. it would have made it a lot better.
The tweet says, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the mm-hmm. regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant.
If he would have took out, but how, then, because I was reading it the other day, and I inserted another word, mm-hmm. and it made this, and it changed the whole dynamic of the tweet. So if he says, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the game as they should, comma, whatever you do, but you take out, but how? You say, well, you know, we've never seen anything like this. I'm sure the league, which is the best thing, they are going to postpone mm-hmm. this game as they should. Will they make it up? You know,
yeah.
It's irrelevant now. Will the league make it up? Not, but how? You put it on the league. You don't make it seem like, you know, because when you put the but how, it's almost saying like, you know, I like you, but.
The but how makes it seem like the playoff implications
exactly. if you
are
take
more
out,
important than the situation.
Absolutely. So if you take out the but how and insert another word or whatever, or mm-hmm. Then it changes the whole dynamic of the tweet.
Yeah.
Now people are looking at it a lot different. But the minute you insert, but how? Because it's like, yeah, you know, we're good, but then you say what, and then people say, well, why did you even say it? If that's the case, you shouldn't even said anything.
And I do think that there's a group of people that hate him no matter what, mm-hmm. and are going to hate him whatever he says. I do think there's a good bit of people who saw the whole message of the tweet of, why are you talking about the playoffs mm-hmm. when somebody's dead on the field, mm-hmm. which is a very, very fair point. But yeah, to your point, the tweet makes it seem like the playoffs are more important than Damar Hamlin's mm-hmm. life, which I don't think Skip Bayless believes. Mm-hmm. Let's get into your thoughts on it. 615-737-1025. John is up next. What's up, John?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Fan of the new show. I'll follow both you guys on 1025. I'll get right into it. Man, I completely disagree with D-Mace. I think what it is Skip's tweet reeked of inconsideration. And all but we know, Shannon didn't show up because he texted or called like, Skip, what's going on? Take that down. You know, it's ill-timed. It's irrelevant. And it made the regular season seem more important than what was going on in the moment. And I think as Shannon was trying to explain that, Skip should have given him the floor to do that. I mean, the show obviously was going to go on. Shannon was there, I think, on a satellite, I believe. But, you know, I agree with you and I agree with Shannon. His tweet reeked of inconsideration at the moment, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for your call, John.
Thank
I think
you,
a
John.
Lot of people feel mm-hmm. the same way, and that's what I want to get into coming up next. Do we agree with so many people who have been just ripping Skip Bayless apart for that tweet? Or do we believe maybe Skip Bayless deserves a little grace or maybe a little bit in between? We'll get into how we feel about Skip Bayless's tweet coming up next. Play Silly Underdog Picks today. Pick three football underdog teams that you think will win this week for a chance to win great prizes. Play now at thegamenashville.com or the 1025 The Game app. Silly Underdog Picks is presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Superbook Sports. Voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. Plus, back into your phones coming up next, 1025, 1063 The Game.
Jen, allow me to say up front that I apologize for what we're going to set out to do here today, if it offends anyone, because we're going to try to do the show pretty much as we usually do the show. But I'll admit up front, I'm still shook up by what happened last night to Damar Hamlin. In fact, I'm still wrecked. In fact, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing this show today, but after barely sleeping on it, I decided to give it a try. Maybe I'll fail, maybe we will fail, but we're going to try. We wrestled through much of the night whether to even do a show today because it felt like in our minds, we almost can't win with this because the last thing we want to try to do is come off as insensitive to what this young man is going through in a life or death situation. The last thing we want to do is offend anyone by trying to do what we always do, which is talk about sports. As this show goes on, we're going to try to talk about a little bit of sports, but we're going to continue to talk about what happened to this young man last night and try to sort back through it with help from you and the audience. And we ask you now, if you'd like to tweet us your emotions of the night and of this morning about what happened to Damar Hamlin, please do so. You can tweet us at Undisputed, and I will be sharing some of your tweets and your emotions as we share our experience of last night through this very difficult morning for all of us. Obviously, my partner Shannon Sharp is not here today. I look forward to seeing him tomorrow.
There you go. That was Skip Bayless on Tuesday morning on Undisputed. Of course, no Shannon Sharp that day. But Skip Bayless, I believe, shared a good bit of empathy. Mm-hmm. For yeah. the situation for Damar Hamlin and the Buffalo Bills and how he was personally affected by it, which was something that a lot of people didn't believe he portrayed via Twitter the night mm-hmm. before. Of course, Skip Bayless tweeted at 8:30 on Monday night, which was about 45-ish minutes after the initial incident when Damar Hamlin was hit by T. Higgins, says, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. And that caught so much flack via Twitter. Kendrick Perkins, you know, ESPN commentator, former NBA player, tweeted, "You are a sick individual, real talk." I mean, so many people from athletes to sports commentators, you know, you name it, responded to Skip's tweet saying, "You are, you know, this is disgusting. What are you trying to say?" So on and so forth. Do you think Skip Bayless's tweet deserved that much vitriol?
Honestly, I can't sit here and say whether it should or shouldn't. I've always said I can't tell anyone how to feel in a certain situation. Like if I do something, I can't then tell you how you should feel or how you shouldn't. I can only tell you what my intentions were, but I can't tell you how your reaction should be. I can't tell people how their reaction should be to Skip. Listen, if you hated Skip, then you're going to find a reason to hate him even more.
Yep.
If you were on the fence with Skip, then maybe this sort of tilted you toward not liking him. If you neither like Skip nor hate him, you probably just saw it as, okay, why he did it, don't know, but it's I don't have to deal with it, so move on. You know, but again, I wouldn't have tweeted it. And I think I've in the past been very careful about tweets that I've made in certain in a lot of instances. But I, you know, I can't say that I wasn't thinking that. You know, again, I'm a firm believer of it's not what you say, it's how you say it to people. I said you can call somebody a you know what in their face. But you can say it in such a way that they believe what you're telling them about them. They believe it. They're like, yeah, okay, I can. Yeah, you're right. I have been, you know. So it's not what you say, it's how you say it to somebody.
Right.
It's not what Skip tweeted. It's how he tweeted it and the time he tweeted it. That's probably, you know, that would be the biggest indictment. But I'm not going to sit here and call him an idiot. I'm not going to sit here and call him a fool. I'm not going to sit here and say he doesn't know how to do his job. That's not my place. Again, would I have done it? No, I wouldn't have. But that's me. That's you. Would you have done it, Caroline? No.
No. But look, I think I'm going to take Skip's side here. I think the reaction to his tweet is too much. Look. The timing.
I don't want the man canceled.
Very insensitive. He does not deserve to lose his job.
Exactly. That's
there were so many people calling for Fox to fire Skip Bayless. I think that would completely undermine anything else that anyone has ever said in the past in order to get fired. If he got fired for this tweet.
And what they potentially could say in the future.
Yes, exactly. Does it come off as incredibly insensitive? Yeah, it does. But I think that you and I both, D-Mace, and probably you listening as well, you probably know Skip Bayless's personality enough to understand that he says some insensitive things every once in a while. Skip Bayless has made millions of dollars in a career off of saying things that get a rise out of people and that really stick people the wrong way. That's the way that he's wired. He doesn't do it intentionally. He does it because that's the kind of person that he is. And Skip, I think a lot of people want to ignore what Skip Bayless says at the end of his tweet that says all of this, you know, playoff seeding and big games, so on and so forth. All of that suddenly seems so irrelevant. Skip Bayless understands that football, he says that this is what I interpret this. Football right now is secondary to somebody's life that's on the line. Now, was the timing insensitive? Yes, it was. Is thinking about football and playoffs, is that the inappropriate thing to do right now? Yeah, it really did seem like it. And Skip Bayless has a massive platform. So when he comes out and basically shows to everybody, or maybe the way that people interpret it is, you think that football is more important than a human life, that does seem pretty insensitive. But I'll be completely honest with everybody. You know, I'm sitting on my couch watching this game, and my heart drops. I'm sick to my stomach. I'm thinking about Damar Hamlin. I'm thinking about his mom in the stands that had to watch this. I'm thinking about his teammates that watched him lose his life on the very field that they love to play football on. But I also thought in my head, I wonder where ESPN goes from here. I wonder how ESPN approaches this. Because I used to have that job. I used to be a producer at ESPN. So I put myself in their shoes while I'm also simultaneously thinking about DeMar Hamlin and his life and his family and the poor Bills and Bengals players that experienced this. I'm also thinking, if I'm a producer at ESPN, if I'm working on Monday Night Football, what do I do from here? And maybe you might think of that, wow, Caroline, that is so insensitive. But I'm not going to apologize for that because I think that you can think of two different things at once. And I think that a lot of you watching on Monday night probably thought that too. While you're also keeping this young man in your prayers and your thoughts, while you're also thinking of all these different things, maybe you're thinking, wow, I really feel bad for Susie Colbert and Adam Schefter and Booger McFarlane that have to fill so much dead air. And they have to come up with the words to say when all of us seemed incredibly speechless. So let's not act like we all that Skip Bayless is the only person that was thinking about what comes next in any, you know, capacity that may have been in.
And you're absolutely I'm right, Caroline. It's you can't try to sit there and delegate or who should feel what and how they should feel it and how they should say it. That's not our place. Do we like it sometimes? No, we don't. You know, sometimes it does come off insensitive or sometimes it does come off as something else. But we can't then tell somebody, for instance, you know, when my mom passed away, subsequently, 7 years later, my dad passed away. But when my mom passed away,
I'm sorry, D-Mace.
Yeah, everybody grieved in their own way. Everybody said things. They might have been upset. They might have whatever. I couldn't hold that against anybody. I chose not to go into the house anymore. Why? Because to me, my mother's spirit was in the house, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't go into the house. You know, not to stay a night. I can go in there, see my father, whatever. But I couldn't stay the night there. That was the way that I chose to move from it. I can't say that my brothers were wrong because they chose to go or right. But that's just the way they saw it. They didn't blame me for not going. You know, that's just the way I dealt with it. You can't then when you may not have liked what you may not have liked what Skip did. And you're entitled to that.
Totally entitled to that.
But you can't say and be outraged or call for his job because he didn't approach it the way you would have. You know? You can't say, well, he should be canceled. For what? You may not have liked it. Mm-hmm. It may have come off insensitive at the moment. But tell me why you want him to be canceled again. Explain to me why. Because I thought in the tweet, again, I wouldn't have tweeted it. But he ended the tweet by saying, this seems all irrelevant now. But people looked at that tweet and they saw a bunch of other people tweeting at Skip Bayless and mad at Skip Bayless. We have this fake outrage. I'm going to call it what it is. A lot of times we got this fake outrage that we got to rush to Twitter, rush to whatever, and put something down to show people, I'm against this. Okay, fine. It is what it is. But if you look at the tweet and you read it in its entirety, he was the ending he told you, this seems all so irrelevant. What he put in the first part was what a lot of people probably were thinking. There's so much dead air that they were trying to fill. We can do two things at once, people. We can worry about the well-being of an individual, but also worry about what's next too. I can grieve over my mom's and my dad's loss, but I can also worry about my nephew who they were raising too. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what's going to happen? Did my dad have everything in set properly for my nephew? I can do that. And no one should be upset because I'm worried about what has happened, but I'm worried about what could potentially happen moving forward. Was everything in place? How do we handle this? People, we can do two things at one time, you know? So if you want to be mad at Skip, be mad at him.
You can be mad at him.
But again, show this energy with everything else that everybody said. Because this is not the first and it won't be the last insensitive tweet that we see. And if you, just because you like a person, doesn't mean you shouldn't call for that person to be canceled if they say something that's insensitive. Because that's what we're bad at, too. If we like them, you don't need to be canceled.
Right.
If I dislike you, you need to be canceled.
Feels a lot more justified.
Exactly.
If you don't like them. And the doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center are now doing a Zoom meeting conference call with SportsCenter. They said that DeMar Hamlin woke up, which is wonderful development.
Great
and good news. Listened to the commands. And the first words out of his mouth were, who won the game? Football guy.
That sums it up right there. That should take all this stuff y'all arguing about, people. All this stuff y'all arguing about, let it go. Mm-hmm. Leave it alone.
The most important thing is he's moving his hands. He's moving his feet. Uh-huh. He can speak. That's the best news we've heard in a long time.
I heard this one day, and I'm trying to figure. It was from Willie, and it might have been from Darren, too, at the time. You can't be more offended than the person that was offended. You can't be more outraged than the person that it got done to. This young man went through a tragic situation. And maybe, I'm sure his family is not going to bring up the Skip Bayless tweet. But his first words after everything, now that he's gained consciousness and everything else, he said, who won?
Football guy.
Wow.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. We'll continue to get back into your calls, your texts, your thoughts on DeMar Hamlin, who seems to be making, you know, miraculous recovery, and also Skip versus Shannon. What do you think about the situation? Who do you think is right? Before we get into all of those, coming up next, we will chat with Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet. Willie Donick will also join the conversation. It's Caroline Willie D-Mays, 1025-1063, The Game.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.